Welcome to Singles and Married Today. Welcome to a church without walls. Pastor Judith Daniel Imagoro will be sharing with you a topic that will impact your life and your family.
Today I will be sharing with you a very profound topic. It's about five qualities you look out for in a husband before you say I do. Quality number one, a man that know and love God. A man without the love of God in his heart can never love you, because he lacked the ability and the capacity to love you and appreciate you the way you want to. Adam was the first man that ever lived, and he was a unique lover of his wife because he had a strong and a great relationship with his maker. The moment he met her, love and affection sprang up from his inside because he was exactly like God. He said, "This is now the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman." And the next statement that came out of him was, because he was taken out of man. And this was somebody that was supposed to be sleeping while the operation took place. He was exactly like God. That was why he knew everything that was happening, even while he was sleeping. And he continued, therefore shall a man leave his mother and his father and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Adam never had biological parents, but he must have thought to himself, even if I have had parents, I would have still left them and be joined to this woman. He knows and enjoys God's attention, so all he had to do was to extend that same attention to his wife. A man that does not have regard for God can never have regard for you. You should never expect a genuine love from a man that is not a God lover. Any man that can comfortably sin against God with you will lack the capacity to love you and value you. It worries me when I hear women say, my husband is cheating on me. And when you dig down, you'll find out that while they were still dating, she allowed him to be sleeping with her. If any person can disobey the laws that says, keep your bed undefiled, he will also disobey the laws that says, never commit adultery. Whosoever that sins with you will sin against you. Any man that demands sex from you as a criteria for marriage, he is only showing you a preview of the headache you go through with him. The reason for pains, torment, and divorce in marriages in our days is because people's hearts are far from pleasing God. When you marry a God lover, you are sure to enjoy peace in all situations of life. Who are you about to marry in the name of being called a married woman? Change your criteria of choosing a spouse. It is better to be late and be right than to be early and be wrong. Marriage is not the key to happiness. God is. Don't be desperate to the point of picking anything and making a husband. You must marry a man with a cordial relationship with God if you desire to enjoy peace in your future. Quality number two, a man with a humble spirit. A man with a humble spirit is a man with a teachable spirit. If your desire is to enjoy peace in marriage, you must look for somebody that is teachable. Relationship is learning about each other and adjusting to suit each other's preference. Never marry a man that hates to be corrected. One of the reasons you should never marry a man or a woman with a proud spirit is because pride is an indication of godlessness. God came into this world as a man, and yet he displayed humility in all aspects of life. That tells you that God expects you to be humble. Pride is also a strong alliance with Satan. Pride was the first sin Angel Lucifer committed in heaven. He wanted to be equal with God. Never marry a proud man, because he will never make a good husband. Quality number three, a man with a direction for life. A husband without a life course make a frustrated wife. Never mistake having a job as to having direction to life. They are two different things. A job is what you are paid to do, and a work is what you are created to do. You must marry a man that have a defined path for life. Because as a woman, your job is to be a wealth manager. You were created to add color to a man's life. If you marry a man that is not going anywhere, what would you add colors to? It is so frustrating to wake up in the morning and no plan, no future. You must marry a man with a direction for his life. Everybody on planet Earth was created for a particular purpose. The role of a wife is to partner with her husband to fulfill a common purpose. A wise man says, you are either burning with a passion, running with a vision, or aiming at a goal. If you are not in any of this category, you are living a frustrated life. If you marry a man that is not burning with any passion, running with any vision, aiming at any goal, you are sure to live a frustrated life. I say to every man listening to this broadcast, the first thing to do in life is not to look for a wife to marry. The first thing is to look for your purpose of existence. You were created to solve a particular problem. Vision have a strong influence on marriage. It was the reason that gave birth to marriage. The Bible said that it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helper, fit for him. So a woman was created to come into your life to help you to achieve a particular goal. The first reason for marriage was the issue of companionship. The second was because of assignment. You were created as a man to keep and dress a particular place of assignment on earth. It is so frustrating to a woman to wake up in the morning without plan for the day, without to-do list. You need to start thinking how you intend to spend the rest of your life. People without vision are the people that are permitted to die anyhow. Vision keeps you alive. Don't just be occupying space. You need to start aiming at something. In the process of aiming at that goal, dreaming of that dream, working on that passion, you will find her along the line. Quality number four, a man of patience. Patience is a strong attribute of God. Every husband is supposed to be to a woman as God is to him. God is patient enough to watch us grow. So should every husband be. No woman can be exactly the way you want her from the onset. You must be patient enough as a husband to nurture her to grow. Patience is a strong attribute of God. That is why most of the natural things on earth takes time to mature. Plants takes time to grow and mature. Humans takes time to grow. Animals takes time to grow. A man without patience will make a lot of mistakes in his lifetime. Impatient men always end up with marital problems. Because to achieve your desire in marriage, time is needed. God is a patient God. And that is why his position is not contestable. If you desire a peaceful marriage, marry a patient man. Quality number five, a man with a provider mindset. There are a lot of men with a dependent mindset, and you can always know them if you are diligent enough while dating. There is nothing as frustrating as marrying a man with a dependent mindset. The reason why God is always honored and respected is because he's a provider. If you want your wife to honor you, you have to carry a provider mindset. You will know a man with a provider mindset, whether he's rich or not. The little he has, he will want to share. The one with a dependent mindset will be comfortable to leave responsibilities to you without contributing nothing. Before you say I do, make sure you have a man with a provider mindset. I pray for you right now. The word of the Lord says, God is not a respecter of person. Whatever he do for one, he will do for all. Years ago, I was like you, and I came across a book talking about the ministry of angels. And I prayed and released my angels to the four corners of this earth. And my angels left immediately and landed in England. Woke up an old friend to go and search for some documents. While he was searching for those documents, he found my number and we reconnected again. Years later, we got married. As long as you are a child of God, the Bible says angels are ministering spirits sent in the service of those that are to inherit salvation. I agree with you in faith right now, and I agree with you spiritually, and we release your angels to the four corners of this world. wherever your spouse is right now, they are searching him or searching her, and they are bringing it your way right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Rebo Santorabakahia Rabasuntaraba. The Bible says, if two of you shall agree, touching anything on the earth, he said it shall be done in heaven. I agree with you right now, consigning your spouse. In no time from now, you will testify in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree whatever that I've had your marital destiny down before now is broken this hour. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree that the angels of God set the right spouse and bring your way. In no time from now, I decree you will be settled into your marital home. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I decree you will find your wife. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Reba son terebo shantora bakahia, Reba kosenderebo kohia kasantaraba, Reba kosekerebo shantora bakahia. Your angels have left right now. They are in search of your spouse. They are on the way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Reba ko santoraba kahia kasuntaraba. You are set free. You are set free. Your destiny, your marital destiny, have been set loose right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will testify. You will testify in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. I will not leave you until I give you the opportunity to be blessed. God have given us a mandate to redeem his first church back to him and to bring his original intent for marriage and relationship back to mankind. Marriage was the first church God created. Marriage was God out of himself. Adam and Eve was constantly in fellowship with him until sin came. God does not want to be the head of some families. He wants to be the head of every family. Partner with us financially today to bring Christ and his peace to every home and help guide singles to the right relationship. As you partner with us, God will partner with your finances and your family. Your seed will be to you and your generation an everlasting covenant to marital victory. Kindly contact us with the information you'll be given shortly. God bless you as you do.
Hope you have been blessed. Thank you for listening. We want you to partner with us by sharing this message with your friends and family. Together, we will equip singles for a productive, successful married life, build healthy marriages, raise godly children, and restore peace into troubled homes. For partnership and counseling, call 0818-820-5042 or visit our website at www.judithimbagoro.org. God bless you.